This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott Brosius joins us now on Teak and Tierney. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Teak, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am very well. You're the Senior Director of Player Development of USA Basketball. We all know three-time World Series champion baseball. I think I said basketball. I have basketball in my mind. Three-time World Series champion, World Series MVP back in 1998. But let's talk about this inaugural league, this Prospect Development Pipeline League. How did this come about?
Yeah, you know what? We're so excited about this year. This has kind of been years in the making, and this has been something that USA Baseball has, you know, kind of wanted to get to this place, you know, with a lot of help from Major League Baseball, you know. This year, we've been able to do it, and so you know, the idea being to be able to, as players go through what we call our pipeline and get to this position as 18-year-olds and getting ready for college, getting ready for the draft, to give these guys the ability to come together for more than just a few days, but you know, basically 3 weeks where it's not just playing games and kind of showcasing talent, but actually skill development, character development. Yeah, things that we can learn on and off the field to help these guys progress in their careers.
You know, Scott, is this informative to them in the sense that it helps them decide if they are going to get drafted, whether or not to go to the minors or go to college? You know, because it's always a dicey decision sometimes. Sometimes it depends on where you were drafted and what your signing bonus is going to be, et cetera, et cetera. But does this help inform? Will this help inform them in some ways?
Yeah, I don't know in terms of specifically, are we going to help them to make their decisions? Obviously, families and everything like that ultimately do that for them. You know, we don't, for example, we don't push necessarily one decision, you know, side of the decision or the other, you know, going to college versus playing professional. That is a personal, you know, family decision that they end up making. But our goal is to help them just be prepared for the process, to understand kind of what they're going to be going through, the type of decisions they're going to be making, you know, off the field. And then along with that, just helping them be prepared so when that next step comes, they're better, more equipped, ready to take those next steps, you know, in their career.
Yeah, we're talking to Scott Brosius, Senior Director of Player Development of USA Baseball. He's also involved with this new league that's happening down in Bradenton, Florida at IMG Academy, the Prospect Development Pipeline League. You know, when you think back on your career, when you first got in it, because we just saw the MLB draft a little bit ago. We see some of these prospects coming up and, you know, starting to make an impact. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is one that comes to mind. When you first started, what was the hardest part about adjusting, first of all, to the minors? Because it's a different way of life than what you see on TV and dream of doing, obviously.
Yeah, it really is. It's very different. It's not glamorous. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours with no guarantee and no pay. You know, I think when I signed, you know, my first professional contract, went to rookie ball, I was making $700 a month. You know, the same thing in A ball and double A, you're making, you know, at the time back then, you know, about $1,000 to $1,200 a month maybe. And so you were only earning that during the season, that 5 or 6 months of the season. And so, you know, long days, you're at the park basically playing 7 days a week. In the minor leagues, you don't typically have the days off that you might have in the big league schedule. And so, you know, the player, you come into it, I think that's the biggest adjustment is you know, football, for example, you're gearing up for that one day a week where you're taking a lot of punishment. And
yeah,
baseball is a little bit more incremental in the sense that you're just out on the field every single day. And you know, at one point, you know, one of my seasons, because of a couple rainouts and makeup dates, we played 52 straight days.
Wow. You know, you talk about that grind, but ultimately the grind becomes fulfilling. It did for you. Obviously, you were the MVP of the World Series back in 1998, which was the first of three for that New York Yankees. Take yourself back, or take us back to that three-peat. and the dynastic feel of it, because we're talking about dynasties today, because the Warriors one feels like it's coming to an end. Do you realize it as it's going on, the special nature of a specific team that is so dominant year over year?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because I think when you get, like you said, when you're in the middle of it, you talk about the grind and you know, how you just learn to really kind of go about it every day. And that's ultimately what it's all about. That's what you play for, is at the end of the year when you're on that dog pile and jumping around celebrating. You don't feel that grind anymore. It feels really good, and it feels really special, you know. And I think when you're going through it, at least for me, I guess I can't speak for everybody, but I think when we're going through it, you realize it's hard. And after the first one, you enjoy it so much. But then the second one, not only do you enjoy it, but you appreciate it more, because you realize how hard it is to get back there and do that again. And then the same thing goes for the third time. You just appreciate, again, your off seasons are shorter. They're just more toll on the body. But I think when you're in the middle of it, you don't realize quite how special it is until time has passed a little bit, and you realize, wow, look at that. Look what we did.
And
look what that team was able to accomplish. I think it starts to mean a little bit more as time passes, because you're just in the middle of it and working just to keep playing at the time.
Yeah, no, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of days here, because you think about the dynasties in all sports. I mean, maybe except for the Chicago Bulls, for whatever reason, maybe because Jordan was so likable, dynasties, including the Yankees, start out as, man, that's a great story. Man, I love them. That's awesome. I'm happy for them. And then eventually you become like the villain, right? Stop winning so much. How much does that wear on a team? And do you guys feel it?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I think that's one of the things that makes it so difficult to repeat is the number of things, is obviously the length of your season. And you want to be there, but you're playing another month to a month and a half, than other teams are. And the media attention and all the other attention that surrounds it, it just kind of pulls you a little bit in all directions. And you're right, it's funny. You go out there and in the first year or so, we set a record for a number of wins in a season, and we're able to finish it off and win the World Series. And a lot of people felt really good about that. But then after the second year and the third year, all of a sudden they're booing it because they're wanting somebody else to come in there. So, anyway, I think it's all part of it. That's what you live for, is to be in those positions, and you'll take everything that comes with it.
No, you absolutely will. Talking to Scott Brosius here, former New York Yankees third baseman, World Series MVP, three-time World Series champion, and now he's involved with the inaugural Prospect Development Pipeline League. Before I let you go, there's a bunch of names that are going to be down here. Harold Reynolds is one. Andy Pettit will also be one of the coaches. I think Jeter and Ryan Howard and Barry Larkin are going to be around. How'd you get all these guys wrapped into it, and what are they going to be, I guess, providing for these kids who are going to be sitting, obviously, slack-jawed when they see these guys? But what are you expecting from the former stars, the former players that you were your peers in your playing day?
Yeah, I think what was so cool about this was, you know, when we started talking to guys about what we were doing and the idea of getting with these guys, with these prospects, and actually developing them and teaching the game and sharing experiences and stuff like that, you know, pretty much every single guy that I talked to said, yes, I'm in and I want to be a part of it, because we all recognize how important certain people, you know, were in our careers, that guy that kind of took us under our wings, or that guy, that one coach or something that gave us that one little thing that helped us out. And so we realized that we can't go through this alone. We got to where we were because we had special people in our lives. And I think all the guys said yes to this. They were excited about it because they understood kind of what this was, and it was about helping a group of guys to, again, just better themselves as men and better themselves as players on the field. It wasn't really hard. We didn't have to do a lot of twists and arms to get guys to come out here and be a part of it.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And it's also somewhat of a competition for these 80 players that are going to be in the PDP League, because the top 40 will head to Cleveland for the high school All-Star game at Progressive Field during MLB's All-Star Week. That's awesome. Scott, good luck with this. It sounds like it's going to be fun for both the kids and for you all, who are the grown-up kids, reliving your childhood. So good luck with it, and I appreciate you hopping on with us for a little bit.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me on. We're excited about it. Day one on the field today, so having a great time with you
guys. Nice.
I appreciate it.
Enjoy it. Be good.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.